I'm Walt Lindela, and with me on the line right now for our regularly scheduled active physical therapy update is board-certified sports physical therapist with active physical therapy, Christy Kirkula. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on here, as we're kind of adapting around here and keeping things going with everything with the executive orders and everything with the coronavirus. We wanted to make sure that we still had you on with us to talk about it, because your topic today in particular is pretty appropriate, and it is basically staying active and keeping yourself sort of in shape while we're in the off-season mode with sports. And, well, I guess we're all kind of in off-season right now. What's the word for folks, Christy?
Yeah, you know, it's important to look at using your off-season time to improve your recovery and reduce injury rate. So, I know with the schools being closed, we have a lot of children that are sitting home and not being able to complete their spring sports. And just people in general, you know, whether it's workers or the average, American for that matter, you know, we all have extra time at this time. And it's important that we look at avoiding depression and using exercise to help us to avoid any of these pitfalls that come along with depression and just reducing our injury rate.
I did want to ask you about that, in terms of right now, we're sort of in this thing where, you know, we're told to stay home and everything, but the word also is from the governor that you can get out and you can exercise. Now, that means go for a walk or go for a run or go for a bike ride. How does that all fit into this message that you're giving us this morning?
Yeah, for, you know, the average public, we can still be outside as long as we're, you know, 6 feet away per her order, you know, from each other. We can exercise in different ways. There's so many different ways. You know, when we talk about off-season training, we want to have a component of aerobic and anaerobic exercise. So whether it's aerobic, meaning walking or running or biking, or anaerobic being strength training in itself, there's plenty of opportunity with us being indoors to also work on the strength training as well in that off season.
So what are some of the things, Christy, that maybe folks should plan on doing? Maybe if they are a high school student, a college student, they have been athletic. Now, of course, the seasons are on hold and all of that. Or somebody that's been playing all along, but their hockey league or something is canceled right now. What are some good tips to keep in mind?
You know, and if our hockey season is, you know, you look at an average hockey player, when we're working on in the season, we're working on specific skill sets for the game. But now that we're in the off season, we need to concentrate and look at things that are more important for the physical structure of the patient. So working on some core strength, meaning your abdominal and your hip muscles, all of those muscles are important to controlling and improving your speed and your agility. So maybe not so much hockey specific type exercises, but ones that are going to improve our strength, our stamina, and our endurance, so we can prevent injury and improve our recovery when we do get back to the regular season.
Christy Kirkula is on the line with us this morning. She's board-certified sports physical therapist with active physical therapy. It's part of our regular active physical therapy update. Christy, you focus a lot on sports, and how is keeping active important in this off season, whether we're in these orders now or just the off season in general? How important is that in maintaining peak athletic performance?
It's very important. If we can exercise, and like I said, both aerobic and anaerobic, there's an important part of cardiovascular function. So we can finish that third period of a hockey game, or we can finish the end of that basketball game and have the endurance to be able to do so and complete the physical activity. Or the strength matter, having that strength and ability to, complete that last check in the third period when we're in overtime, or, you know, finish that, the baseball throw in the ninth inning. You know, it's very important that we have that strength and stability and stamina in all different ways to be able to achieve that.
I know this is part of the key services that you do with active physical therapy. You work with a lot of the athletes in the community. If people have questions, they want to maybe find out a little bit more, maybe some of the services that you provide, what's best way to get more information?
Yeah, you can always visit our website. It's stayactiveup.com. That's basically the link for our active physical therapy clinics that are located in both Marquette and Ishpeming. Certainly, if anybody has any need from us, you can give us a call at any time, and we can be happy to talk through the phone, or, you know, we do free injury screens as well, too. So if someone has an injury that they're kind of questioning whether or not physical therapy would be the answer, you know, we can take a quick look at you and determine if more help is needed from the physician or if physical therapy might be the right course as well, too.
And that website again is?
StayActiveUP.com.
Christy Kirkula with us on the line this morning, board-certified sports physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Thanks for your time this morning. Stay well, and we'll talk with you soon.
Yes, thank you very much.